shoulder, a tiny child in white. His fingers grasp so tightly, his features bathed in light. His parents both are glowing as every guest they greet. This couple's now a family, their circle is complete. The Bubbies and the Zadies, the Tantas have all come to celebrate the bris of her firstborn son. The uncles and the cousins crowd around his bed of lace. He lies on her Zadie's lap in that special place. Just one thing is missing, one person is not there, and every guest is thinking of her father's empty chair. And I wonder, as I've wondered so many times before, when will Eliyahu come and Zion be restored? Can there ever be a comfort for the emptiness in my soul? Will there ever be a time when my broken heart is whole? Will her empty streets be full again with sounds of girls and boys? Will my home once more be a place that overflows with joy? His mother's shoulders shaking, inside my heart is breaking as they call out his name. Are you late? Watches, they call out his name. A tiny flickering ember bursts into full flame, connecting them forever, grandfather and boy. Two neshamos bound together, v'yomar lach b'damayich chayi. The hollow in my home, once a place of loss and pain, slowly fills with children who carry his name. I see his spark still glimmering behind their shining eyes, and somewhere deep inside me, dormant hopes arise. Yishlach l'keitz hayamim mishiveinu. Eliyahu soon will come, Zion will be renewed. There will be a comfort for the emptiness in my soul. Yes, there
the tiny infant cries, my tefillos pierce the skies, and they call out his name. Are you lame? And they call out his name. Are you lame?